This is the Twitter Moments Digest, the TMD podcast for Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. Scotty and Tony, hey, we're back together.
Hi, it's me.
How, Greg, since we last were together on the podcast, you now have a graduate?
It's weird being the parent of an adult.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom was up, and she's like, now that you have a graduate, I'll say it again, you're welcome to all the stuff that I went through.
Trending online, airport security. Now, this one is going to trick you because it tricked me. Airport security finds giant lobster in luggage. And it is. It's a monster lobster. This was at Logan Airport, Boston. We know our lobster in this part of the country. And Tony is my go-to guy because you never worked the lobster boats. Did you? You did. Lobster, scallop, all of it.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Tony worked on these boats. And so... This story looks fantastic, and you have the border security guy or whatever. He's holding up this 20-pound lobster.
It is giant.
It's worth a fortune.
Yeah.
But then it's clickbait, sort of.
Well, you and I both imagined the guys at the X-ray station at the airport and the suitcases floating through, and then they see the lobster in the suitcase, and they're like, ah! You know, one of those things.
Some nervous, sweaty guy. Is this your suitcase? Why? What's the matter? What's the matter with it? What do you mean? But it didn't happen that way at all.
The guy had a cooler. It was in a cooler.
It just wasn't packed.
It was kind of a cards on the table situation. And then they made some hay out of it. They say, you know, you are allowed to check lobster, but it's got to be in a clear waterproof container. And this was like, I don't know, he put a lobster in a Yeti cooler and is trying to roll it through airport security.
Man, that's one heck of a lobster. Cheetahs are anxious animals. They have support dogs a lot, like zoos and stuff. When you have a cheetah, they get so nervous, and they found that dogs, you can get a support dog to chill the cheetah.
More and more, you know, dogs have always been called man's best friend, but more and more, dogs are best friends to just about everybody. Yeah, cheetahs. And then you're right, the pictures, the dog is just, you know, hey,
oh my gosh,
happy, I'm happy to be here.
So happy, posing for the photo, it looks like.
And the cheetah looks nervous or high.
Tony thought the cheetah looked high.
Just a little.
Paranoid.
Well, paranoid and they tend to drift a little bit, like, you know, off into fantasy land. And I don't know, maybe too, and this happens, you ever take a bad picture?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody took a picture of you and they put it on the internet.
Every time,
that's right. Maybe the cheetah's just
prone to...
Didn't warn... Maybe the cheetah just takes bad pictures.
Looks like the cheetah's looking off in the distance.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp might be, at the time of recording, he might be getting in more trouble in Australia for the thing about the dogs when he illegally brought his dogs in when he was filming Pirates of the Caribbean.
This was when he was still married.
Yeah.
I don't believe he and the lady in question are together any longer.
Not on the good terms.
Yeah, Australia has really fierce animal import laws.
Blame the toads. Yeah. Those giant toads.
But they brought their dogs in a few years ago, and that was against the law, and they've had to go to court and all that sort of stuff. What did they say? He lied on the stand?
Well, it's because this all comes about because the divorce, and he's lost a lot of money. He apparently spends a lot of money, and so he fired his business manager. He says he was mismanaged, or business manager made bad decisions or took money or something like that.
Okay.
So he fired, there was a lawsuit or something there, and he fired his business manager. So the business manager is saying, hey, I know some stuff about Johnny Depp.
Oh, boy.
If you're interested.
I bet they do know some stuff about Johnny Depp.
The Indian Prime Minister bear hugs Trump.
Man, oh, man, he goes right in, and it looks like Trump was buying it.
He seems to be feeling it.
They were speaking together. They made this one of those, we're going to make joint statements about how much we like each other at separate podiums.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they came together, and they shook hands. And I don't know who pulled who in. Maybe it was a co-pull in, but then they hug.
They say that maybe it was a tactical move because Trump always tries to go for the dominant handshake.
Well, he shakes hands from above almost. And it's really awkward.
Prove a point.
One world leader said, and I don't remember who, but they said their arm was sore after they shook hands. He hurt my wrist. I'm going to put in a claim with the healthcare or whatever. So yeah, maybe the Indian Prime Minister, this was a professional tactic.
Let's circle back. How would that go? So you go in and you go see your healthcare provider, and the reason for, what's the reason for your injury, the reason for your complaint?
I shook hands with the President of the United States. Long-term or short-term disability situation?
I don't want to make a short-term Trump joke at this point.
Okay. But. Gotcha.
The Super Nintendo Classic Edition has been announced, is coming out, and everybody's upset with the game.
Another one that fits in your hand, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think, $100 in Canada and cheaper in the States, $79 or something. So when it comes
out. Does it play my old, like if I still have Super Nintendo games in the attic, it looks like it's got the game slot.
Yeah,
in the top,
it's
right?
It's designed to look that way, but I think it's teeny tiny. You know what?
Okay.
I would encourage you to try it.
Well, I just wonder, you know, I mean...
Wedge that in.
I had a tried and true tactic for when my game didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tap it on the counter 3 times. Yeah. Blow in it.
Blow on it, of course.
Then tap it 2 times back in the slot.
Oh, the double tap. That was the secret. Did you tap it the 2 times after you blew? No, well, you got to go back and do that.
Later in life, I was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Should we stop on that one, or do you want to go on to this is kind of an ugly story, or I feel like it could get ugly. The John McEnroe, what he said about Serena Williams.
What did he say?
He said she's the best female tennis player in the world, and then he should have just put on his coat and left the interview, but instead, .. But if she played against men, she'd be ranked 700th.
Oh, boy.
So
I don't know about that. Getting into male versus female athletics is a little like bringing up religion and politics.
Oh, that's right. Well, let's wrap up on that one. You can see all the what's trending stuff, Twitter moments. If you go to, and you can subscribe to our podcast, scottyandtony.com.